Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're looking at living with a sincere love. Paul writes the Romans and to us and says that love must be sincere. And then he goes on in chapter 12 and I believe gives an outline for some characteristics that represent the sincerity of our love. And today we're going to spend a little time talking specifically about a loving attitude. Verse 12, I believe, of Romans 12, it says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." As I came across that and was laying out the prayer focus for this week, I looked at that and thought, well, every one of those characteristics could be an incredible topic to focus on. To recognize our need to have hope. To live with patience in the midst of whatever circumstance. To have joy because of the hope that we have in Christ. And to be faithful in prayer. As I thought about all of those characteristics, the joyful hope, the patient endurance, the faithfulness in prayer, I kind of boiled it down to our attitude. How we face life. How we face the people in life. And I believe that final point, the faithfulness in prayer, kind of becomes the key. You probably would expect a guy leading a prayer ministry to say that, but if you study the life of Jesus, you kind of, I believe, see that he believes and practiced this faithfulness in prayer being the key to a joyful hope, a patient endurance. See, when we begin to spend time with God in prayer, listening to His Spirit, to His Word, communicating with Him about everything that's a part of our life, our attitude ought to begin to change. It ought to become more and more like the attitude of Christ Jesus. You see, a loving attitude is looking beyond today. You see, when today is all we focus on, when today is the culmination of our life, it's generally spent pleasing ourselves. But we live with hope. We look toward the future. And a sincere love is able to see that today is just today. It's important. It needs to be lived. It needs to be embraced. It needs to be filled with the presence of God in everything we do. But it's only a day. And unless Jesus comes today, there will be a tomorrow, whether we're in it or not. And we learn to be joyful because of the hope that we have in Christ. The sincerity of our love is poured out into the lives of people looking toward a brighter future. The patient endurance, the patient waiting in the midst of affliction. A sincere love says, I will put up with the hardships of life in order to serve someone, in order to make it better for someone else, in order to help, in order to encourage, in order to be to them who God designed me to be. You see, it's in the midst of all of this that we have the opportunity to show the love of Jesus to people. And we do so when we approach them, when we approach life with this loving attitude. All of the characteristics and components we've been talking about this week flow from our attitude. We can put on a mask, we can hide what we feel for a time. But it always leaks through. It always seeps out into the tone of our voice, the eagerness or lack thereof in stepping up and doing. You see, this loving attitude comes as we learn to grow in our faithfulness of prayer. It's an attitude of humility, of submission, of recognizing that God is the authority of my life. That even when today isn't going like I want it to, even when today isn't going like I think it ought to, God knows tomorrow as well as He knows today. And He understands. This faithfulness in prayer helps me to be joyful in hope, because I know my future is secure as I remain in Christ, as I abide in the vine of Christ, and He abides in me. There is a future that cannot and will not be cut off. And so, as dark and bleak as the day may seem in your mind and in my mind, I can be living with the attitude of joy because of the hope that I have in Christ. And when the afflictions of life come, sometimes it's simply the hardship of living life. It's the toil that came about as a part of the curse of sin, of mankind working, living, enduring by the sweat of their brow, by the hardships of life. Sometimes the afflictions that we face are simply the result of living life in a hard and tough world. Sometimes it's the result of medical issues and tests and diagnosis and search for diagnosis that create an enormous physical affliction in our life that we want to be done with. We don't want patience within it. We want it to be resolved. Sometimes it's the financial hardships of life, a job that ends, a car that breaks down, a refrigerator that goes out. Those daily afflictions of life that, well, they don't seem like that much when they happen to someone else, but when they happen to us, we want it done and over with. Then the electricity goes out, a storm comes through. The power company says it'll be 3 days until electricity is stored, and we're saying, what? And so many times in the midst of our affliction, our human flesh reaction is to lash out at somebody rather than to have a patient and loving attitude. And all of that comes as we spend time with God, allowing Him to transform our heart and our mind, allowing Him to teach us how to take every thought captive. You see, life is a lot more enjoyable when we live with a loving attitude. When the sincerity of our love produces within us an attitude that is the same as that of Christ Jesus, who did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but humbled Himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Today, as we pray and as you live life, what is your attitude? Ask God to help you to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us, and Your love draws us to Yourself and provides what we need, even when life isn't what we want, isn't what we desire, isn't what we like. And Father, help us to keep our mind and our spirit set on the bigger picture of eternity with Jesus. That we would be joyful in the hope that we have in Christ, in the midst of whatever today brings. That this loving attitude would fill us with a joy that the stuff of life cannot steal away from us. May it be a genuine and sincere love that produces within us this joy that is more than a mask, is more than a put-on, but that others can see the reality of it, the endurance of it. And Father, may that be displayed as we learn to be patient in the midst of whatever affliction that we experience. Even as we pursue answers and as we pursue resolution of the difficulty and whatever it is that's gone wrong, may our sincere love overflow into an attitude of patience. And the afflictions that we face, may they not be the source of us lashing out at others. May we learn to take every thought captive before it comes out and injures or damages someone else. Father, may the afflictions of life for Your children be lived with in such a way that the world notices not an absence of affliction, but a transformed attitude and sincere love that shows through the midst of it. And God, in all of this, help us to be faithful in prayer, to never lose sight and connection with You, knowing that You are the only one that can help us to be patient in affliction, that can help us be joyful in hope. May we keep our mind and heart and soul fixed upon Jesus and desire and practice a continual communication as we come to you in prayer, as we live a life that's constantly in tune with your word and your spirit. May we be those who walk not by flesh, but by your spirit. And may doing so transform us, change us in such a way that the sincerity of your love within us would overflow into this loving attitude that serves people because of your love for us. And that we serve people in the name of Jesus in a way that makes him known, in a way that lifts him up, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.